Now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Kamenets was an ancient and important center of Jewish life. Now called Kamenets-Podilsky, today it is a city in western Ukraine, northeast of Chernivtsi. The first part of the city's dual name originates from Kamen, meaning stone. The second part relates to Podilia, of which it is considered to be the historical capital. Podilia is a historic region in Eastern Europe, located in the southern and western areas of modern-day Ukraine and northeast Moldova. According to archaeological evidence, it was inhabited as far back as the Neolithic period. The earliest mention of Kamenets appeared as a town of Kievan Rus state. In the 13th century, the Mongols destroyed Kamenets. A century later, it was annexed by the Polish king Casimir III and remained mostly under Polish rule until the Soviet era. The rest of Podilia was carved up over the centuries by surrounding empires, Habsburg, Ottoman, Russian. Kamenets was a bustling trade center, in which at times Jews made up 50% of the population. Kamenets is considered the cradle of Hasidic Judaism and was a center of the development of Jewish culture and politics. Jewish inhabitants were first noted in 1447. In 1598, the Polish king banned Jews from engaging in trade in Kamenets and banished Jews' residents to outlying villages. Over the next centuries, the Jewish community of Kamenets endured an uneasy relationship with authorities and locals alike. During the late half of the 19th century, many Jews emigrated from Kamenets to the United States, especially New York. 1917 ushered in a brief and chaotic era of Ukrainian independence. During this time, the Jews of Kamenets endured several pogroms. In 1919, a Jewish delegation appealed to President Simon Petlura to take firm measures against pogroms. Petlura agreed and also called for closer cooperation between Ukrainians and Jews for the good of the Ukrainian state and their mutual interests. A year later, Kamenets fell to the Soviets. Soon they closed down the synagogues, confiscated all religious items, and repressed religious expression. Then came World War II. The Nazis carried out the first act of the final solution near Kamenets-Podilsky. On August 27th and 28th, 1941, at a municipal depot on the outskirts of the city, they machine-gunned nearly 24,000 Jews. It is estimated that the Nazis murdered over 40,000 Jews in Kamenets-Podilsky, nearly wiping out the entire population. Today, only remnants of the Jewish presence remain. The restored facade of the Great Taylor's Synagogue, Реміснича Синагога, the Гончар, or Potter's Tower, houses and shops in which Jewish families lived and worked, the big Artisan Synagogue, the only synagogue of six that once proudly stood in the city's Jewish religious center. The abandoned old Jewish cemetery, the new Jewish cemetery, where many Jews were murdered by the Nazis. Monuments marking mass graves, including the one at the munitions depot. Today, the Jewish community of Kamenets-Podilsky numbers about 500. Little is known of the historical significance of Kamenets-Podilsky, especially with regards to Eastern European Jewry. During the Soviet era, the city was under strict military control, and research was severely restricted. After Ukraine gained independence, a wealth of archival material was available to researchers, until a fire in 2003 destroyed most of it. A foundation has been established to preserve what remains. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patrakova Scientific Center in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.